USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the House Democrats' climate and social spending bill would add $3 trillion to the federal deficit. The report requested by Republicans was released on Friday. Inflation continues to rise in the United States. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November. Prices have climbed 6.8% in the last year. All that being said, President Biden, speaking at the Summit for Democracy on Friday, says he thinks inflation will be going down.
I think you'll see it change more rapidly than most people think. Every other aspect of the economy is racing ahead. It's doing incredibly well. We've never had this kind of growth in 60 years.
USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
A new inflation report is released on Friday.
The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that inflation jump that many were expecting. It was led by a spike in energy and gasoline prices. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November, a significant month-to-month rise. And it shows over the past 12 months, prices have climbed by 6.8%. That's the highest year-to-year increase in nearly 40 years. Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, lay the blame directly at the White House door.
When you look at the out-of-control spending, you're certainly seeing it weaken American families and certainly our financial security.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The Biden administration insists that its projections show inflation will go down next year. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow unfazed by the latest news, trading in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing backlash after saying retailers in her city aren't protecting themselves enough against criminals. This comes after a recent surge in smash-and-grab robberies across the United States. Illinois Retail Merchants Association President Rob Carr joins Fox News and says these incidents should be taken more seriously.
This is part of a coordinated effort, and we're part of a broad coalition, national, called United to Safeguard America from Illegal Trade, and it's trying to raise awareness that these crimes, these organized retail crimes, are funding things like guns on the street, illegal drugs, human trafficking, terrorism, and a lot more.
A member of the Monkees has died.
Most people know Michael Nesmith as the monkey in the green wool hat who wrote some of their greatest songs. Others know him as a businessman who helped inspire the creation of MTV, or the son of Bette Nesmith Graham, the multimillionaire inventor of liquid paper. Michael Nesmith, singer and guitarist, died Friday of natural causes at the age of 78.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Nesmith and monkey bandmate Mickey Dolenz performed in Chicago, Illinois on their farewell tour just last month. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.